Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Friday, January 15th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. President-elect Biden has been forced to cancel an inauguration rehearsal scheduled for Sunday over threats he and his team have received since the Capitol riot. Biden's team has pushed the practice run to Monday, and the official inauguration is slated for Wednesday. Biden had also scheduled to take an Amtrak train from Wilmington, Delaware to the Capitol, though that too has been canceled. Biden's transition team told Politico that it had received warning about the, quote, potential for additional violence across the nation in the coming days. Last week's riot in the U.S. Capitol building has heightened security concerns in Washington, D.C., and drawn more than 20,000 National Guardsmen to the city. State governments are bracing for armed demonstrations at their capitals as well. He's just so sensitive. President Trump has reportedly banned any mention of former President Richard Nixon in the Oval Office after some White House aides suggested he resign in the wake of last week's Capitol riot. As the commander-in-chief faces a second impeachment, a first for a U.S. president, CNN reports that Vice President Pence has largely stepped in to fulfill Trump's day-to-day duties. But Trump is not happy about that either. He told at least one staffer that he cannot rely on Pence pardoning him if he were to leave office, as Gerald Ford did after Nixon resigned. Aides are also pushing Trump to send supporters a farewell message either in a speech or a video on social media, but he has reportedly resisted that idea too. President Trump plans to move permanently to Mar-a-Lago and bring several aides with him after President-elect Biden is inaugurated. Though some neighbors have tried to intervene with the city of Palm Beach to prevent Trump from relocating to the resort, he intends to live there full time. Bloomberg reports that the aides who plan to work for Trump may also work for his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Kushner has purchased a house in Miami with Ivanka Trump. It is unclear when Trump will depart Washington, D.C., though he has said he will not attend Biden's inauguration. This entitled snowflake, the so-called QAnon shaman, pictured in supposed Viking garb, who stormed the U.S. Capitol last week, is asking President Trump for a pardon. The shaman, who goes by the name Jake Angeli, but whose real name is actually Jacob Chansley, claims the commander-in-chief invited him inside. An attorney for Chansley wrote that he, quote, accepted President Trump's invitation to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue to the Capitol. The lawyer further argued that Chansley acted in a, quote, peaceful and compliant fashion after he broke into the Capitol building. Yeah, right. The 33-year-old has been charged with civil disorder, obstruction of an official proceeding, and disorderly conduct in a restricted building. Before the insurrection last week began, Trump told supporters they should, quote, fight like hell to stop the certification of President-elect Biden's win. Corey Johnson, one of the last two remaining federal death row inmates facing execution under the Trump administration, died of lethal injection in an Indiana prison late Thursday. Johnson was pronounced dead shortly before midnight. The move came after a U.S. appeals court lifted an earlier order delaying his execution due to COVID-19. Both Johnson and Dustin Higgs, the other death row inmate slated to be executed this week, tested positive for COVID-19 last month. This prompted a judge to delay their executions due to, quote, significant lung damage from the virus that could make the procedure, quote, akin to waterboarding. With Higgs set to be executed this week, Donald Trump will have overseen 13 executions during his presidency. Hundreds of New Yorkers rushed to a coronavirus vaccine distribution site in Brooklyn Thursday evening, chasing a rumor that the site had more than 400 extra doses of the preventative treatment. The false information circulated on social media. A spokesman for Mayor Bill de Blasio tweeted out a plea to residents, urging them to go home and dismissing the rumors as misinformation. With demand for the vaccine sky high around the country, vaccination sites have been overwhelmed, which, in turn, has created a haphazard rollout process of the medicine. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.